Right, well, I joined the Girls Brigade, the Girls Life Brigade, about 1946. And it was held, it was the first Welwyn Garden City Girls Life Brigade Company, run by a lady called Mrs. Gerber. And it was at the Parkway Baptist Church, where the Reverend Parkinson was our chaplain. And since I went with my friend, we used to cycle from the furthest end of Welwyn Garden, Nella Green End, all the way to Parkway, in all weathers. It was quite interesting. We learnt a lot of different subjects. Of course, because it's a Christian organisation, we learnt all about the Bible and things like that. But we also did Keep Fit, or PE, and that was quite exciting because there was a lady called Gladys Westhead who wrote the music, and it was very old-fashioned music, and that PE was rather old-fashioned as well. But we really enjoyed it, kept us fit. And we learnt club swinging. My mother taught the whole of the girls club swinging. We did many other things. We learnt first aid. I've got badges for doing Keep Fit. Learning, and knitting and sewing we did. We also went out on parades. Mm-hmm. And we had always, every year, had a wonderful sports day on Parkway School Field. We had the sports day, and I used to do high jump. I think I could jump 3'10". And my friend was a very good runner. I could never keep up with her. But that was always a fun day. Now, badges. We used to get a little metal badge for the years that we were in the Girls Brigade, mm-hmm. Life Brigade. About 1962, the Girls Life Brigade joined with the Girls Brigade of Ireland and a similar girls group in Scotland, and so they dropped the Life out of Life Brigade and called it just the Girls Brigade, which it is to this day. In the days past, there were a lot of girls. They went from 5 years old, the cadets, and then you had the juniors, the seniors, and the older ones were pioneers, and then they rather hoped that you would continue on and help run it and become officers.
Which you did.
Which I did, yeah. Became an officer. But the Woodall Church, which was congregational and is now URC, they ministered there originally, wouldn't allow a uniformed organisation at the church. But when he left and the next one came, Mr. Hodgson, he let us have a girls' brigade. So we left Parkway and went to our own church in Woodhall, where we began our own girls' brigade. That grew to about 50 girls from the whole of the Woodhall area. It was very good. We still had our rather oddball uniforms with round hats.
Pardon? Describe it for us.
Well, it was navy blue, a bit like a gym slip. The seniors had blue striped ties and the juniors had red striped ties. And we had a round hat that we crammed on our heads. When I became an officer, I got a lanyard, which is blue, and then a whistle. We needed the whistle sometimes because the girls were quite noisy. One of the things we did learn, and I would be very good, I could take a group of in the army, had to learn how to form company into threes, ready to march, because the girls' brigade, like the boys' brigade, marched, and it was really smart. Mm. Anyway, after we moved to Woodhall, we continued doing our club swinging, and as I say, we had a lots of children in the girls' brigade at Woodhall. We used to have our big displays in the Woodhall Community Centre, because it was our little hall at Woodhall was too small. And going back to when we were at Parkway, the council used to run carnivals. And even when we were, later on, they ran carnivals in the Garden City, and we always had a float, which we stood on the back of, and sometimes decorated it up beautifully. It was very, no health and safety. You could fall off it quite easily, but nobody ever did. And we just displayed who we are. And every organisation in Welwyn Garden City had got on the back of a lorry and, in fact, showed off what they did. This war would have been spring, summer.
Mm.
Yeah, it was never cold.
Mm.
And the factories, when there were lots of factories in Welwyn Garden, they would offer to drive us round. They were very good. You didn't pay for the lorry, you just drove round it.
Mm.
All round Welwyn Garden City. And it drew the crowds out. I think we were celebrating something in Welwyn Garden. Whether, can't have been the coronation, could have been the coronation. And we danced on Parkway, had lovely country dancing. And we had bands going round the campus, all marching behind it, and the floats going behind it with us. That was always very exciting. Badges, let me see. When we got to be officers, you had a metal badge for every year that you were in it, and I seem to have been in it about 7 years. And when you were a senior, you had a cloth badge which you attached the years onto, metal years onto it, and mine goes up, oh goodness, mine goes up to 1956. Mm. So I was in it quite a long time. When you did something special, you got a, that was early on, you got a metal badge, and I got one for semaphore, which has got two lovely flags on it, and you pinned it onto your uniform. I've also got a metal first aid badge. And I was given some badges, and I know this one isn't mine, because it's a musical instrument. So that must have been a music badge, but my friend Sybil gave me that one. She gave me all her badges. When you became a sergeant or a lieutenant, you sewed on one stripe or two stripes, or all three together when you were staff sergeant. I think it was lieutenant, sergeant, staff sergeant and sergeant.